Friends, religion has always played a central role in shaping the events of human history. It has always impacted world and life views and people's conduct. Differing religious views often have given rise to disagreement, tension, and even violence and wars. How did all of that start? Friends, early on, the Bible provides a vivid indication of the origin of human religion and religiosity. Interestingly, religion began not as a positive development, but as a negative one. Ironically, it developed not to establish a close relationship with the Creator God, but as an expression of the loss of that relationship. In fact, in its essence, religion manifests our very nature of alienation from Him. The third chapter of the book of Genesis records that Adam and Eve distrusted and disobeyed God's holy and good instruction. After that, we read, "Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, 'Where are you?' And he said, 'I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.'" Friends, this biblical text informs us that something seriously changed in Adam's and Eve's perception of God and of themselves. The previous chapter tells us that the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Yet, we are now told in this text that their eyes were opened and suddenly they became ashamed of their nakedness. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So Adam and Eve lost their sense of childlike innocence. A sense of shame entered their relationship. They no longer simply looked at one another with innocence. In fact, we read that Adam blamed Eve for what happened. He further seemed to blame God for giving her to him. This itself reflects a denial of the goodness of his Creator. On her part, Eve tried to deny any responsibility for what happened and blamed it all on Satan, represented by the crafty serpent. Moreover, both husband and wife now experienced fear of God's holy presence, and their very consciousness of Him as all-knowing became distorted. After their rebellion, their perception changed. They think that similar to humans and other creatures, God is avoidable. They can hide from Him. Friends, it is here that religion began. Humanity's intimate relationship with the gracious Creator was lost. Their knowledge of Him became corrupted, so man began to follow the design of his own corrupted imagining of a higher and more powerful being. This explains the sad phenomenon of different imagined gods and various religions, each with its own concepts of deity, shaped after corrupted human imaginations. Through the crafty serpent, the enemy of all good, the evil one, succeeded in hampering God's close relationship with his special creature, the one made in a divine image and likeness. Yet the enemy was not allowed to have the last word. The Almighty, Holy Creator presented him with a firm promise of his own defeat and of a gracious redeeming and saving plan for our fallen human race. He was told, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Friends, this was the promise of the coming of the divine Messiah Savior, the victorious new Adam, born with a perfectly sinless new soul, directly breathed by the Holy Spirit into the womb of a virgin named Mary. Her male child is named Emmanuel, which means God with us. He was to conquer not only sin and the devil, but also the haughty, diabolical spirit of the world, and even death, our ultimate frightful enemy. The seed of woman, of course, is Jesus. He alone makes known to humanity the true living God, and his redemptive work restores to God all who cling to him. Hallelujah.